guys. Today I was wanting to get in and touch base a little bit on Neil Saunders' book. And it's called Now is the Only Thing That's Real. Now, Neil Saunders wrote a really, really, really interesting book. He depicted a lot of info on this topic of Helter Skelter, the theory, the bullshit, and the lies that a lot of people would have never put together or pieced on their own. Sure, he has been accused of, you know, taking things from other writers' books, but you cannot honestly investigate this case and do a book on the Manson family at all without coming up with the same information that other authors have already hit. Now, the one thing that Neil Saunders does that a lot of others didn't is he pulls out Hollywood. He pulls out the Hollywood scene and how these actors and actresses, without saying names, had actually been involved with the Manson, as you all say, the family, which is the family Jans, in some way or another. They all link back to each other. Mama Cass from the Mama Papas, you know, what was she there for? Why was she there? You know, he actually pulls all of this out in the open, and it makes you open your eyes a lot more than you would actually think you would. Now, Neil is a really good author. He actually studied and dug in depth on this. He has a degree in these types of things. He is also a licensed hypnotherapist, and so he knew what he was doing. It's not just like he was some guy off the street, so, oh, well, this is going to make me some money. This sounds like an interesting subject. I'm just going to write. And I'm going to go buy other authors' books, and I'm going to take their words. He did not do this. He actually investigated and done a lot of studying before he released his book. Neil is a very, very, very talented author and man. He is very open. He will talk to you. He will discuss his book, which I have found to be amazing, because a lot of authors, they're not going to do that with you. Just any other person off the street. Now, Neil has done some interviews online and on YouTube, and he can discuss this book in depth with you, which I'm going to try to get him to come on my show, which he said he would. And if you guys would like that, leave me a message, and I will invite him on, and we'll do a whole show on his book and maybe get some of your questions that you want from Neil. I'm pretty sure he would not care one bit to answer these, as he is a very open-minded person and he is willing to learn just about in any aspect of this case. Now, Neil, he has a Facebook page. You could find him on Facebook. He is a really, really, really good guy. He will message you right back. I know I keep saying that he's a really good guy, but he is. With his talents, and you know, the Manson book that he wrote is not the only book he wrote. Now the only thing that's real, that is not the only book he wrote. He has other books if you want to get into that. Neil also brings out the May Brussell belief, on believing that Manson was a patsy, a complete patsy. Worked for the CIA, all of these weird exceptions and these things that people in theory have brought out in the open before. He also brings the assumption to light of people thought that Manson, which were mostly absurd, thought that he used mind control to get these young kids to follow him and do his dirty work, which was way out there, far from topic. I mean, you know, Manson didn't have to do that. Yes, he provided drugs. He had girls to do his work for him. He didn't have to. But, you know, Neil Saunders' book, Now the Only Thing That's Real, brings all of this to light. And I would really, really, really recommend this book. It has really good ratings. He really got a lot of detail in this book, and it is worth every penny spent on this book if you want to know in more depth about this case. Okay, I was making this podcast just to ask you guys if you would like me to bring Neil on, maybe take down some questions that you guys might have for Neil, and let him answer you publicly. If so, please leave me a message. Send me a voice message and let me know. I think next up I'm going to go a little bit more into the case and bring some points to life myself. Subscribe to my channel and share to get more info on this case or to learn more about the Manson trial. Peace out, guys. Don't forget to follow me and share, and you have a great and lovely day. Okay, hey guys, I'm back with part two of Neil Saunders' review of his book. Now, Neil Saunders also brings to light that the journalist is actually the ones who uncovered more than the LAPD did any at all times, because they were so embarrassed of what people would find out, and they wanted to protect and cover the Hollywood scene at the time. They wanted to hide corrupt side of Hollywood. That's just all it boils down to. The LAPD actually tried to cover up lots, didn't want the truth to come out. Another thing that actually brought to light, that he brought to light, was that Angela Lansbury of Murder, She Wrote was also connected with the Manson as well, because her daughter actually was given permission by her to travel with Charlie. She gave him a written hand signed note so that if he were pulled over by the law, you know, he had permission, because this kid was like 13 or 14 at the time. And so that Charlie wouldn't get in trouble. Now, her excuse is that she thought Charlie was a minister, and I don't know how true that could be, or anybody could look and see that he was no minister. I mean, come on, guys. It's just crazy. And it is just all crazy how the Los Angeles Police Department wanted to cover it all up, because they didn't want the truth to come out to expose the famous. And it wasn't just Hollywood. It was like musicians. It was everyone. Like, they didn't want the truth to come back out. They just wanted to hide their meanness, actually. They liked to, they actually like, from what I've read in this book, to hide everything that's going to make them look bad and expose them for the truth and for what they actually really are. That's just kind of how I took it. He also got into a lot about the straight Satans, and how they had a lot to do in with the car chopping, and, you know, all of that behind the scenes things. I don't want to get too much in and tell you exactly what his book is about, because I want you guys to actually purchase this book and read it for yourself. They want you to believe that Charlie is just evil cult leader, and was doing all kinds of mind control on these poor kids, which, as Neil points out many times in this book, that it's absurd. It really is an absurd gesture. I mean, they didn't want Charlie to defend himself, because they said he could brainwash people. Absurd. That's just like the whole helter-skelter ideal is stupid. They were more than just one theory on this whole thing, and Neil points this out also in his books. They try to say that Charlie done the whole helter-skelter ideal because he flipped out, because he was turned down by the music industry, yada yada, which was a lie, because he was actually offered a recording deal, and so was Robert Bobby Boussoulet. But as we point out before, he went to jail. over the Hinman murder, and he never quite got to take that deal. Manson was just basically a long-time petty criminal. And it all boils down to, really, all he had to do was roll on Tex. And he could have probably gotten off before he was convicted. Now, after he was convicted, it might not have been so easy, but that was not part of the code that Charlie was raised with, the criminal code, to roll on people. It's right. He had his self-image and respect to protect. And Charlie did shoot lots of Papa, but he did not die. And again, this was because of Tex. It was something that Tex had done, and Charlie was trying to protect Tex again. So there's the name Tex again. Tex. So Charlie really honestly shot Lotsa Papa in a self-defense sort of way, because Lotsa Papa was a great big man compared to Charlie's little frame of like maybe 5'4", 5'5", whatever he actually was. He was so tiny, and Lotsa Papa was, what, a 250, 300-pound man, 6'2", what? But he never killed him. So, the whole helter-skelter theory was just a bunch of bullcrap. And in Neil Saunders' book, he actually points out a lot of aspects that can have people see the real light, the real truth, the really case, if they want to open their eyes to it and stop just believing all this media wash, mind wash bullcrap. Because, I mean, the media in itself is a cult. To me, a media is a cult. They want you to follow them and believe their every word, which is what a lot of us do. But in today's society, just like Neil, there's too much in front of you, and there's computers to where you don't have to actually legit get out and go question and track down books and order them, have them shipped to you. You can actually, it's at your fingertips, guys. It only takes just a little bit of work. And Neil put it all in this book for you. Neil put it in the book. So, guys, I would suggest you buy Neil's book. Now, it's the only thing that's real. This is going to give you a lot of breakdown of the whole case. For all of you all interested in it, go for it. You guys will not be disappointed in Neil's book. I really, however, think that you can get some of the stuff out of other people's books, but not quite in depth. But, you know, Neil done a really lot of good work, and he deserves credit for this. I would like to say thank you, Neil Saunders, for this book, for such an amazing outlook, and actually getting the truth out there a little bit more than what a lot of people is. Stay tuned, guys, for a more in-depth. Hopefully, I can get Neil on here. If you wouldn't care, please drop me a few questions you would like me to ask Neil Saunders about his book, and I will try my best to get him to answer them. However, it may take me a few days. Neil's a very busy person, but like I said, he's a very kind man, and he does take time to answer your questions. Thank you guys for listening. Please share, subscribe, so that you will know when I get other podcasts going. Like I said, I plan on working a lot more on this case, and I plan on bringing you guys a lot more in-depth coverage. I love you guys. Peace.